Hello and welcome to the Footvey English podcast in collaboration with World Football Index, a unique mix of fandom and journalism. Footvey English is your one-stop shop for all things Venezuelan football in the English language, from the men's to the women's and the domestic leagues to the national teams.
Today, we are joined by a history maker, not just in Venezuela or even in South America, but also in Europe. Risat Khatun became the first Bangladeshi player to debut in a European top tier when he took to the field for Yeneli Town FC in Wales after a youth career at Bundesliga side Freiburg and the early years of his senior career in the lower leagues of Germany and the top flight of the Philippines. He's since played in Albania, and midway through the 2022 season, he made history once more when signing for Liga Footvey 2 side Deportivo Rayo Zuliano, debuting in the second half of the season to become the first Bangladeshi to play professionally in South America. Now, he has his eyes on a Venezuelan return and a debut in the Premier Division. Risat, welcome to the Footvey English podcast.
Hello, thank you very much for having me in your podcast, and hello everyone in Venezuela and all other places.
Risat, give us a bit of a background to your career as a footballer.
So I started with football with 5 or 6 in Germany. We moved to Germany as a refugee at first, and we lived first in a refugee camp, and there I started to play football with the other refugee kids. And then after in school, and from there at first in local small clubs, and later for the academy of the Bundesliga club SC Freiburg.
And how was the early years of your football career, particularly like as a kid playing youth football in Germany as a refugee? We've seen now that the German national team is a team that's full of players that began life as a refugee, be it from Turkey or Morocco. How was that for you?
Especially for the foreigners, is football a good way to learn the English and to make friends and all this. So, and of course, as all the refugee kids, they don't have a lot of money, their parents. So football is the only way for forget all the problems in the life.
And then, after a youth career at Freiburg, you made your debut as a professional footballer in the lower levels of German football. Was it always your ambition as a kid to one day make a career out of football or be a professional football player?
Yes, exactly. Yes, it was always a dream to become a professional footballer. Of course, I was dreaming to play in German first Bundesliga or England or in another top country. But unfortunately, I had a lot of injuries and all this, and then I get older, and it's very difficult in Germany after 23, 24, if you are in third, fourth, fifth division, and yeah, it's very hard to go higher after.
But you've managed to nevertheless travel the world through your football career. What's driven your career choices over the years?
As I said, like I was 23, I think, or 24, and I was playing at this time in a fourth division team in Germany. It was professional, but I was always dreaming for more. And I have a Bangladeshi passport also. And one day, one agent contacted me. He asked me if I'm interested to play in an Asian country because I have advantage of my Asian passport as a foreigner. So he told me about the Philippines, and it seems very interesting for me. And so I decided to leave Germany and try something new.
So before you were contacted and had the opportunity to play in the Philippines, had a career outside of Germany crossed your mind? Did you even think it was possible?
Yeah, of course, like England, Spain or something. But unfortunately, I didn't have the opportunity and I was also, of course, very frustrated of my situation, of all the injuries I had. So I felt like I need something totally new, something totally different. So Philippines was the perfect club for me in this situation, or perfect country even in this situation, so to go away from.
As a first country or a first league outside of Germany for you to have played in, How was your experience in the Philippines?
It's hard to say. It's the level of the football is not very high, to be honest. It was, I don't know, if I compare with Germany, for example, it was like sixth division maybe, or yeah, around sixth division. So it was not that high, but life was fantastic. The people was great, and it was a great experience, and I would do it again, definitely.
And then around that time, or shortly after, you were contacted by the Bangladesh national team, who it seems from research were looking for expatriate footballers that qualified for the national team. How did that opportunity come about, and what did you make of your experience with the Bangladesh national team?
They contacted me actually already earlier when I was even in Germany, because the national team coach, he was even the coach of the team before, I don't know, 10 years ago or something. I played for Germany, and he also played in Germany, fourth division, I think, or third division. So the contact was already before, and unfortunately, the things didn't go well. I had a lot of, as I said, I had a lot of problems with injuries also in the national team camp. I get directly injured, and yeah, that was unfortunately also a bad moment for
But
me.
you were in the national team for a few fixtures. What was from going from club level to national team level, obviously it's a different experience. And as a kid who was in, growing up in Germany as a refugee, like you say, still the experience must have been a pride and honor to in some way represent the country of your birth.
Yes, of course, definitely. It's the biggest honor I think a footballer can have to represent the country. Also, my parents or family, they were very proud of me. And yeah, then unfortunately later they changed the coaches and the other co they changed always the coaches after, and the contact was broken after.
And do you feel like with a resurrection of your career in its later stages, there's an opportunity to return to the national team?
I think yes, definitely. I think yes. I think I still have the level to play there. Even if I compare the football in Bangladesh with the European football, then it's the national team. The level of the national team is, for example, I would say like English or German, fifth division, I think. And so I think I can still help them. But yeah, my biggest problem is now I need to stay fit always at my fitness level or injury problems. So that's the biggest problem.
So in football, some players want to make as much money as possible. Others want to stay close to home or at one club their whole career. Others even balance football with a second job or family life. With your career, it's been a case of like seeking out opportunities, it seems, to be the first to do something. What's underneath that? What's your motivation and your reasons for going to these different countries? You've been obviously started out in Germany, been in the Philippines, had some time in Ireland, debuted in Wales, played in Albania, and obviously most recently in Venezuela, which we'll get into soon. But what's been that underneath? What's been that motivation to keep you going and seeking out opportunities to be the first?
My motivation, it was never the money. The money was never the reason I play football. How can I explain? It's because I was dreaming, of course, to play in German Bundesliga or England or something. And so I gave everything in my childhood for football. There was no vacation, holidays, nothing in my life when I was a kid. And so my life was just everything was for football. And when I realized it will not happen anymore, that I will play in German Bundesliga or something, I was very frustrated. I felt like I wasted my whole childhood. So then I decided I want to see now the world and make a lot of experience as much as possible. So that was my motivation to see the world with the football.
Okay, so football for you has sort of been a tool, a way of traveling and having different experiences and seeing the world in its totality.
Yes, exactly. And yes, and the good side effect was, of course, I make history for my country, so it was a good side effect also.
So, out of the countries that the foreign countries you played in, countries outside of Germany, where have you had the most pleasant experience? Where would you say is your most favorite place to have played so far in your career?
To be honest, it was really Venezuela. Even there, I had problem with injuries and stuff, but the people were just fantastic, and the level of football is there really very good. And Rayo was a very good organized professional club, and also the country. So if I compare the country and the football, everything, then Venezuela was the best experience. And also most surprising experience, because I was fearing a little bit about Venezuela. Unfortunately, the media give a wrong impression about Venezuela. But when I was there, I just found fantastic people, fantastic country, and I enjoyed the time a lot. So that's a reason why I want to go back definitely to Venezuela again.
Well, I'm not Venezuelan, but as a foreigner that has chosen to live in Venezuela and has been here for coming up to 2 years now, it's lovely to hear another foreigner appreciate Venezuela in the same way that I do. And
Yeah,
also your answer.
for example, in the Philippines, the level was not good, but the life was very good. Or in Wales, the weather was very bad, the football was good, but same with Ireland. But in Venezuela, everything was for me very good. The football, the weather, the people, the food. It's just so it was a very good experience.
And Maracaibo, the where you were based at with Rayo Zuliano, it's a very hot part, if not the hottest part of the country. So, for you to enjoy it is good. Like Caracas, people talk about the weather in Caracas, and it's described as one of the most ideal climates in the world. But you were in Maracaibo. Away teams find it hard to play against the teams of Maracaibo, like Zulia Football Club, now Rayo Zuliano. So for you to enjoy it was certainly probably unexpected as a foreigner. But your answer came at a perfect time because my next question was to be about Rayo Zuliano and your arrival. So at the time or previously, you were playing in Albania, and from there you ended up in Venezuela. How does a player from Bangladesh, born in Bangladesh, from Germany, end up in Venezuela from Albania?
I was searching after Albania. I was searching for something new, and it was always the dream also for me to play in a South American country. And because when you are a kid, you watch Argentina, Brazil with very good individual players, and you see the atmosphere of the football fans in South America. So I was always very interested about South American football. And I have a friend, he's Venezuelan. I played also in Taiwan, by the way, and there I met him, and he suggested me Rayo Zuliano. He told me it's a club, they are now on the way up, and I should contact them. And then I contact them with in social media, and after this I spoke with them on the phone, and so step by step we made the transfer realize.
And
We made the transfer happen, sorry.
how did those first bits of contact go? You say you spoke on the phone, for example. Was that a conversation you were able to have in Spanish, or did they meet you halfway with English? How did those early stages go when you first reached out to them?
No, there is a person, she speaks English. She's involved in the club. So she called me, and we spoke on the phone. I sent them my CV, video, and all the stuff. And after 1 2 weeks or something, we already made the transfer happen.
So,
And I've
people are
took the
now
next
learning
flight.
something new. Some footballers are able to arrange their next transfer through social media. Who would have known the power of Twitter and Instagram continues to grow? But now we're in a situation where you've had your first experience in Venezuelan football. You debuted in Liga Footvey 2, and in the process, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, made history as the first Bangladeshi not just to play in Venezuela, but to play in South America. But now you're eyeing up a return to Venezuela. Why do you want to come back or continue? Obviously, at the moment you're in Germany, but since
Exactly.
Andreas Zuliano, your determination, your desire has been to join another Venezuelan team.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, the plan was just to make the experience like for half season in Venezuela and then to move back, and that's it. But when I was there, I felt like I'm still good enough, and I watched a lot of games also from the first division, and I feel like if I'm fit and I still can help the teams there, and so I want to make history again also, and so there is a lot of reasons why I want to go back to Venezuela. And also, I like the life there. I like the people there. And there is a lot of reasons why I want to go back to Venezuela again.
And when you were here last year with Rose Juliano, were you here alone or did you bring your partner, your wife, with you?
No, I was alone there. I came alone, but next time I think I will go with my wife if a club signs me,
Yes.
and I will go with my wife.
How did things end with Rose Juliano? Could a return to Venezuela include a return to Rose Juliano?
Yes. So after I arrived there, they picked me up. I took apartment. Everything was good, actually. Even the club, they were fantastic. The people, I can't say anything bad about them. They were really professional and taking care of the players and all this. My first problem was the pitch, because I was not used with a hard pitch like this. Like in Europe, the pitch are very soft, and also in Asia, the pitch are different. And like after 2 weeks, I think I had already problems with my Achilles tendon, and I had an infection there. And from there, I had problems again and again with injuries. But they took care very good of me. And yeah, unfortunately, the things because of the injuries, problems again, the things didn't go well. But in overall, the experience was very good for me. And now, for the next time, I will come with a better preparation because I know now what expecting me about the pitch, about the weather, about the food, about the lifestyle. And I feel like I will be I will go back in a better preparation now or the next time.
And what role do you think you can play in Venezuelan football? What do you think you can bring to a team in Liga Footbay? Liga Footbay is now a 15-team league, half of which qualify for some form of continental competition, be it Libertadores or Sudamericana. Where do you see yourself fitting into a team?
I think at least a middle class team, I can still help them to give something, new with my the football between Europe and South America is different. I think the South American players, they are very good technically. They are also very fast, but there is a little bit I think tactical different than in Europe, and I think I can bring something new for a club, which they don't have at the moment.
And how does coming back to Venezuela fit into the rest of your career? Do you see Venezuela as like a final destination, or have you got more goals and ambitions that you wish to achieve?
I don't think too far, but maybe Venezuela, if I come back again, maybe it will be my final destination. But I'm crazy enough. Maybe I will go after to Africa or Oceania or something different. Who knows?
And aside
But
from
it depends. But it depends on my body. If I go back to Venezuela, I will see how my body reacts. If I stay at least for a while without injuries, without any problems, and if I feel fit, if I feel like if I can help still the teams or not. And if it's everything is good, then I will probably continue my career.
and you spoke of your love of Venezuela outside of football. You were here for quite a few months, best part of half a year. Outside of football, what were your best moments in Venezuela? What were your greatest experiences? Did you get any tourism done? Are there sites that you saw?
Yeah, like in Maracaibo, the Angel Faria, I think the people of Venezuela know him. He played for the national team also before, I think. He showed me the city, the good parts and also the bad parts. But it was very interesting experience because it's totally different to Europe. And also the food is very good. He showed me always around, and I want definitely have this experience again.
And since leaving Rayo Vallecano, have you been keeping up with Venezuelan football? Is it something that you've been following from afar?
I still follow the league, the first sec and second division, and of course, especially Rayo Vallecano, and I'm still in contact with some players from my ex team, for example, with Angel or some others. I'm still in contact, and we are friends. And even if I maybe even if no club will sign me, but I will definitely come back to Venezuela again in future as a tourist or to see more of the country.
That would be nice for Venezuelans to hear. They're always delighted when people come, especially at the time as it is now, and in the previous 4 or 5 years, the reputation and the perception of Venezuela has been quite low. And you spoke about Angel Faria, and
Yes.
amazingly, the age of 40, he's still going. He's played 8 games for Liga in Liga Footbay this season for Rayo Vallecano, the club captain. He's had a long career in Venezuela, so you've certainly made a good friend there, Risa.
Yeah, it's crazy with 40 to play like this and no injuries, nothing. It's really crazy. But I'm happy for him. I hope he will continue at least a few more years. He's definitely something good for the football of Venezuela.
Well, Risa, it's been a pleasure joining you today and speaking to you about your career and about Venezuela. And perhaps we will see you back in Liga Footbay soon. Thank you very much for your time.
Yes, hopefully. Thank you very much.